CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own web pages. Good morning, it's Sunday the 6th of March 2016. Here are the main news headlines. Learn to write exam questions. Long-standing newsreader retires. Short call signs from RSGB. Would you like to learn how the examiner set questions and be able to take these skills back to your club? Club trainers are constantly challenged with the task of preparing practice questions which meet the needs of the syllabus and their students. Members of the exam group, led by the chief examiner Alan Betts, will be holding a one-day seminar at the Martin Lynch & Sons Ham Radio Training Academy in Staines on Saturday the 12th of March. A short presentation will be followed by informal work in small groups to develop skills and generate novel ideas for future development. For further details, please email question.workshop@rsgb.org.uk. Trevor Harris, G2KF, has decided to retire from reading GB2RS due to ill health. The RSGB would like to thank Trevor for his service to GB2RS and the amateur community. If anyone would like to be a newsreader in the South West, please contact Ken G3VBA by email to gb2rs.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Readers for other parts of the country would also be very welcome. As of the 29th of February, the RSGB has taken over responsibility for administering and distributing special contest call signs on behalf of Ofcom. The criteria for issuing of an SCC have also been reduced. Full details and an application form are available from rsgb.org/SierraCharlieCharlieSCC, and you can also find a list of currently issued special contest call signs linked from that page. A review is ongoing of the syllabus of all three levels of radio communications exams. This is being done by the examinations group and the syllabus review working group. The intention is to better align the advanced with HAREC, H-A-R-E-C, and to smooth out the steps more evenly between the different levels of exam. Also, the syllabus will be refreshed to include more recent technologies and practices currently in use. Later this year, an advanced draft of the new syllabus is expected to be available, and there will be consultation with training community. No change will be implemented before January 2018, and at least 12 months' notice will be given between the formal release of the new syllabus and the start of the corresponding updated exams. During last year's President's review of contesting, some work was carried out on alternative scoring systems for VHF contests with the aim of making the scoring evenly balanced across the country. This activity wasn't completed and a commitment was made to come back to the subject in 2016. Volunteers who would like to get involved with this analysis would be welcome. The task will involve analysis of the open logs that are now being generated, along with other publicly available data, so the ability to manipulate and analyse large data sets would be very helpful. If you'd like more information or just want to offer your help, please contact Andy Cook, G4PIQ, via email to vhfcc.chair@rsgb.org.uk. The early days of MFJ will be the topic as MFJ founder Martin Jew, K5FLU, keynotes the 31st annual Dayton DX Dinner, sponsored by the Southwest Ohio DX Association, held in conjunction with the 2006 Dayton Hamvention. The dinner will be on Friday the 20th of May at Marriott Hotel, 1414 South Patterson Boulevard, Dayton. The MSF 60 kHz time and frequency signal broadcast from Anthorne radio station will be shut down on Thursday the 10th of March from 1000 to 1400 UTC. The interruption to the transmission is required to allow maintenance work to be carried out in safety. More information, www.npl.co.uk/time. Now for the details of rallies and events in the coming week. The Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally takes place today the 6th at America Hall, De La Rue Way, Pinhoe in Exeter, EX4 8PW. Doors open 10:30 or 10:15 for disabled visitors, and anyone finding booking items in anyone booking items into the Bring and Buy. Admission is £2. There'll be the usual range of traders, and catering is available on site. Details from PG3ZVI 07714198374. The Dover Radio Rally takes place next Sunday at the Whitfield Village Hall, Sandwich Road, Whitfield in Dover. Charlie Tango 163LY. There'll be talk in a station. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with disabled visitors having access from 9:30. Admission £2. Highlights include trade stands and auction, bring and buy, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. There's catering available. Information from Peter Love, G0KOK 07850-464026. Also next Sunday, the Grantham ARC Radio and Electronics Rally takes place at the Earlsfield Community Centre, Trent Road, Grantham, NG317XW. The venue has free car parking and disabled facilities. Doors open 9:30, admission £3. There'll be trade stands and a flea market, as well as bring and buy stall. Specialist interest groups will be in attendance, and there'll be an RSGB bookstall. A raffle will be held on the day. More information 07510271577. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, UA4CC and LY2IJ will be on the air from Swaziland from the 9th to the 15th of March, where the call signs will be 3DA0CC and 3DA0IJ. On each occasion, they'll operate the HF bands with a focus on the low bands. QSLs will be via Club Log, OQRS and Logbook of the World. Kenneth, LA7GIA, is on the air as 3Charlie7GIA from Malabo on Bioko Island. That's IOTA AFO10 until the 13th of March. Activity 80 to 10 metres, CW and SSB, QSL direct to his home call. Michel, F6GWV, and Gildas, or Gildas perhaps, F6HMQ, will be in Guadeloupe, which is NA102, until the 14th of March. They'll be using Fox Golf Stroke home call, and in addition will use the special call sign Tango Oscar 66 radio. Paulo, CT1ITE, is QRV as D2 stroke call sign until the end of March from Angola. Activity is in his spare time, 80 to 10 metres and possibly 160 metres, using CW and SSB, QSL home call. Alan, G3XAQ, is back in Uganda until the 16th of March and will be found on CW as 5X1XA. His QSL manager is G3SWH. Members of the ET7L team are QRV from Ethiopia until the 12th of April, QSL US0LW. Mike, UA1QV, will be QRV as RI1PA from Kolguev Island until the 19th of March. Kolguev or Kolgev is located in the Arctic at 69 degrees north and has a population of just 300. The IOTA reference is EU085. QSLs go via the home call. Now for special event news, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club will be operating GB4BSC during British Science Week from the Blue School Wells. Planned days of operation are Tuesday and Wednesday, 15th and 16th, mostly 40 metres. Pontefract and District ARS will be operating GB4SL on the 12th of March for 28 days, marking the visit of Apollo 17 commander Gene Cernan to Pontefract. Now the contest news, the ARRL International DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today the 6th. Using SSB on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is RS plus TX power. US stations will also send their state and Canadians their province. The RSGB 144432 megs contest, a VHF championship event, ends at 1400 UTC today the 6th. All modes can be used 144 and 432 meg bands, and the exchange is RST, serial number and locator. Today the 6th, the YL France team and DARC's YL group are organising an international YL activity day in advance of International Women's Day, which is on the 8th. Activity is from 0700 UTC to 1100 UTC, 40 metres and 80 metres using SSB and CW. Scoring is heavily weighted towards YLs, working YLs. OM to OM contact score nil. Details are online at tinyurl.com/yl-comp-2016. The first UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest takes place today from 1000 UTC to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange's RST serial number and locator. On Monday, the 80-metre club championship data leg runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC, with the exchange being signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Commonwealth contest runs for 24 hours from 10 a.m. on the 12th. There should be several Commonwealth countries active that you don't hear every day because non-Commonwealth countries don't enter this contest. The pile-ups for the rare ones should be less, making them easier for the owner of an average station, say 100 watts and a doublet, to work. It's CW only, the exchange's signal report and serial number, although HW stations send their headquarters. The Worktall Britain 3.5 megs phone contest takes place next Sunday the 13th, 1800 to 2200 UTC, the exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 3rd of April. Full details and rules log sheets are on the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. On the 13th, the second 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1000 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange, a signal report, serial number and locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. Solar activity was at lower levels this week. The solar flux index declined to 91 on the 29th before recovering towards the end of the week. However, it never quite reached 100. Geomagnetic conditions were reasonably settled, the A index and single figures and the K index hovering between 1 and 3. This is mostly due to a lack of geo-effective coronal holes in the first week, half of the week, although at the time of writing this was unlikely to continue. On Thursday, a solar coronal hole on the sun's equator was pointing directly at the Earth, threatening unsettled conditions as you are reading or hearing this report. Next week, the solar flux index is predicted to be around 100 to 105. After an unsettled start, geomagnetic conditions may become quieter, which may lead to better HF conditions later in the week. Conditions on the lower bands have been very good, with the medium wave circle reporting good reception of signals from the USA. 40 metres has also been humming, with strong North American SSB signals appearing from around 2200 UTC. HF has been active, with Andy M0NKR reporting many contacts to the Caribbean on 20 to 12 metres. This was probably due to the more settled geomagnetic conditions rather than the lacklustre sunspot activity. VHF and up now, it'll be another quiet week for VHF and UHF tropo-style propagation. With low pressure and a cold northerly wind this weekend, this will last into Monday before a ridge builds from the west. The ridge is probably not as good as it sounds, since it's building in fairly cold air and so not very useful for tropo. In any event, it may only provide temporary enhancement over southern Britain. A weak trough will bring a collapse of any lift midweek, but a further ridge of high pressure may restore slightly better conditions at times over the second half of the week. A rare 50 meg sporadic opening on the 24th of February, as reported last week, seems to have been caused by a very sharp moving jet stream through moving trough, I should say. I'll read that again. Seems to have been caused by a very sharp and moving jet stream trough moving across western Iberia. This fits in nicely with the wind shear theory of sporadic E, whereby turbulence caused in the jet stream can propagate upwards as gravity waves to cause wind shear in the E region. We're still going down the slope of seasonal random meteorites until the onset of the April Lyrids, so early morning continues to be the best time for meteor scatter operation. The moon's declination goes positive on Wednesday night, so the longer moon window, combined with perigee, where losses are lowest, Make it a good week for EME operation. That's it for this week. From the propagation team, that's all from me. Until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.